From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again around God's Word at the beginning of another week. John 17, a new chapter, is where we will be turning today. Before we do that, let me take a moment just to remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing our study of the topic, Conversion, the Dawn of a Heavenly Morning in the Soul. I'd like also to invite you to a special gospel mission being organized by the Young People's Fellowship of Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. The minister there is the Reverend Peter McIntyre. And of course you can listen to him on Radio Star Country every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Well, the mission will be taking place in a tent on the Ballygolly Road just outside Ochre. The evangelist is the Reverend Thomas Martin of Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church. It began yesterday and will be continuing each weeknight, Monday to Friday at 8 o'clock, Lord's Days at 7 o'clock, and continues through to the 25th. You'll be very welcome at any of the meetings in that tent mission. Now, before we turn to John 17, here is a hymn. It's sung for us by the Whitfield Choir, and it's entitled, Though Your Sins Be As Scarlet. Morning, our subject is the Lord's Prayer, and we're looking at John chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. This will be the first part of an ongoing study of the Saviour at prayer in this chapter. This passage of God's Word is not that generally associated with the Lord's Prayer. That which is commonly called the Lord's Prayer is, in truth, the disciples' prayer, for it was given by the Saviour as a pattern of prayer for all his people throughout the ages. But here we have the prayer that the Savior offered to his Father on behalf of his people. What a privilege it is to be able to listen in to such a conversation. Here is what it is to talk with God the Father. In this 17th chapter of John, we have a wonderful example of the intercession in which the Savior is presently engaged before his Father's throne. At this moment, to quote Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 24, Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Few, even of God's people, give serious thought about just what it is the Savior is doing right now. In our passage, we have an example of what he is doing. He ever liveth to make intercession for his people. Hebrews chapter 7 and the verse 25. He is like an advocate or a lawyer in a court, arguing on behalf of his people, that they should be given access to all the blessings that his blood purchased for them at Calvary. In this prayer, therefore, you will see just what it is that the Savior desires for his people. Just as a child, listening to two adults talking together, will hear things that are beyond it, things that it cannot comprehend, so it will be with us as we read and study these words. The Savior will talk to his Father of things which we will find it very difficult to understand. However, there are many things which we will be able to understand, and those things we should note. First of all, consider the power that Christ possesses in order to carry out his Father's will here on earth. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Verse 2. In order to accomplish deliverance for his people, Christ has been given power over all things. Christ was given a task by his Father. Verse 4. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And the Father gave the Son the power by which he would be able to carry out this great task. Verse 2. Secondly, it is clear that the Savior laid aside his glory in order to undertake this great task. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Verse 5. This is one of the great and glorious mysteries of Christ's love for his people. He voluntarily laid aside his glory in order to undertake the duties of his people under the law, those duties which they themselves could not perform, and he fulfilled them on behalf of his people, and so satisfied the demands of obedience to the law of God required of all men. What humility this entailed. Here is how Paul states it. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and the verse 9. In Philippians chapter 2, the verses 5 to 11, Paul again sets out Christ's humility. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is to be noted that the Saviour possessed his glory from all eternity, for he is God. He speaks of his glory as that which he had with the Father before the world was. Verse 5. That is why the Lord Jesus is greater than a Moses or a David. He is greater than all the angels. He is the Eternal One. He existed with the Father before the world was created. Indeed, he created the world. But in order to save his people, he laid aside his glory and was made flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. Thirdly, the Lord Jesus was praying for a special people. More is said of this truth further down the chapter, but please note for the moment what is said in verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. The Saviour lived for, died for, and is here praying for a people that he describes as being given him by the Father. This subject of this special people, this elect people, will be considered in greater depth in a future study. Fourthly, notice what it is that Christ came to obtain for his people. It is eternal life. Just what is eternal life? Look at verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is to know God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. A mere nodding acquaintance with the notion of God is not enough. What it means to have eternal life is to have a personal, intimate, living relationship with the Father and his Son. We cannot know the Father except through the Son. Christ is the way into the Father's presence. Christ is the mediator, the only mediator, who stands between us and the Father. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. He says of himself in verse 4 that he has finished the work he came to accomplish. He has successfully undertaken the work of redeeming a people from under the condemnation of the law of God that they had violated by fulfilling that law for them and dying to make atonement for their sins. Please consider what I have said to you today. If you would like this program on tape or CD, please contact me. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.